On the other side of the state, Republican businessman Tony Weed won a three-way primary in the 8th Congressional District in Northeast Wisconsin. Weed will face Democrat Kristen Lierley in the November election. Here and Now reporter Aditi Debnath has more on the race.
Dr. Kristen Lierley is a healthcare provider running for Congress in Northeast Wisconsin.
It's not all that different, really. When someone comes to see me, they have a problem, just like a constituent.
She's running as a Democrat for a seat that's been held by Republicans since 2011.
It's one of those districts that it appears, I think, really solidly Republican, right? Because for the past 10 years plus, there has been a Republican representative. But at the same time, it has not been really firmly set in stone. And the district really does vary.
Lierley will face Republican businessman Tony Weed in the November election. Weed did not respond to multiple requests for an interview. However, in an audio interview with Wisconsin Public Radio, he said this on the primary election night.
We did a good job in this process, and the voters made the decision, and I'm thankful for their call.
Tony Weed's platform is largely based on his endorsement from former President Donald Trump. UW-Green Bay political scientist David Helpap says the Trump endorsement was critical in Weed's primary win.
The question is, will it provide help in that general election? Because what we've seen with some other races is the Trump endorsement can really help in the primary, but it might be less so in the general election.
National politics could also play a role in Lierley's campaign now that Democrats are rallying around Vice President Kamala Harris, the party's presidential nominee.
Maybe Lierley can ride that as well, right? To use that enthusiasm to say, hey, this is where we're going as a party, this is where we're going as a country. I can be your local representative of that.
Lierley's campaign emphasizes her role as an OBGYN. She focuses on issues like abortion access and rural health care.
We don't have enough doctors in rural areas, and we're not doing enough to address that. Add on top of that, complex abortion bans like what we've seen in Wisconsin. We know the data shows that that affects the number of doctors that we train.
In a debate ahead of the primary, Weed said his health care policy includes reducing federal spending on Medicare.
We're seeing health care companies continue to merge. And what's happening there, and we see it, you know, whenever there is less competition, you're going to continue to have higher prices. And that's a big concern for me. So we need to dig into that. We need more competitiveness.
The candidates contrast on most issues, including economic policy.
We need to find additional ways for companies and businesses to grow and more tax incentives. And so I will be an advocate for our businesses. That's the driver of our economy here in District 8.
There aren't enough child care providers. Paid family and medical leave, all of these things will help people as we are trying to further our economy.
Lierley is paying close attention to the district's swing voters, which she'll need to win the general election.
There's always that nugget of shared values where you can start and grow out from there. I never start from, are you a Republican or a Democrat? It doesn't make any sense, and it doesn't get you anywhere.
Leading up to November, Helpap says both candidates have work to do activating voters in their district.
For him in particular, getting out there and telling people who he is, what his policies are, even if they are very aligned with the former president, still getting people to know that. And for her, really pushing those issues that she thinks can motivate people and not just talking to the folks that would sort of naturally vote for a Democratic candidate.
Weed and Lierley will each be on the ballot twice on November 5th for the general election and the special election, which determines who will finish the rest of former U.S. Representative Mike Gallagher's term after his resignation earlier this year. Reporting from Green Bay, I'm Aditi Debnath for Here and Now.